You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. If you've followed our education coverage over the past several years, you've heard a lot of stories about efforts to get more students from low-income families into and through college. That's because in this economy, a degree is still widely viewed as maybe the only reliable path out of poverty and into the middle class. To that end, federal education grants for low-income students have doubled during the Obama administration to more than $30 billion a year. So it's surprising to learn that despite these efforts, the percentage of low-income students enrolling in college right out of high school has actually dropped quite a bit. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott looked into why.
This is a bit of a shocker. Between 2008 and 2013, the percentage of all high school graduates who went straight to college dipped by 3 percentage points. Among students in the lowest income bracket, enrollment dropped by 10 points, from 56% to 46%.
Other things suggest we should be seeing increases.
That's Terry Hartle, who co-authored the report from the American Council on Education, which represents colleges and universities.
High school graduation rates have gone up, student aid has increased dramatically, and college access programs to help low-income students are widespread.
Hartle has some theories. A stronger job market may have lured more low-income students straight into the workforce. Rising tuition prices and questions about the value of a degree may have turned others away. Hartle says there's even some chance the data from the U.S. Census Bureau are wrong. Whatever the cause, Duane Matthews with the Lumina Foundation says the findings are troubling.
Because all of the evidence that we look at suggests that people who do not complete some level of post-secondary education are going to be significantly disadvantaged throughout their life, both economically and socially.
Julie Ajinkya is with the Institute for Higher Education Policy. She points out that over the longer term, enrollment has increased. Low-income students are also less likely to start college immediately after high school. And she says it's going to take time for new efforts to pay off, like simplifying the financial aid process and improving college counseling in high school.
The more that we actually just divert and invest resources towards these successful interventions, it's just a matter of time before we start to see the payback.
And Ajinkya and others say without the huge investment in college access, the numbers would be worse. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.